Magic.
And the world of illusion.
Magic TV.
And Craig Petty. Proudly present the Talk Magic Podcast. Every week we bring you awesome interviews with the greatest magicians that have ever lived. And now, here's your host, Craig Petty.
Magic TV, my name's Craig. It's 9 o'clock and it's time for a Talk Magic. This is a very, very special one-off Talk Magic. I'm not doing it over Zoom, I'm doing it live. Why am I doing it live? I'm doing it live because I live with the person that I'm interviewing, which is, of course, the kid magician himself, Mr. Ryland Petty, who has just come off the semi-finals of Britain's Got Talent. Now, I've done an interview with you before, buddy, on this channel. After Blackpool, because everybody said we want to hear an interview with Ryland, but I mean, I want to do an interview with you about BGT.
Yeah.
Mainly because a lot of your videos because obviously Britain's Got Talent put the videos on YouTube of all the different acts, and your videos, to be honest, the Phantom, the Witch, you, all of the magic acts, got like 10 times more views than any of the other, even the winners, like, got so many more views. I think the semi-final performance is on almost 2 million views right now. So, a lot of people have been discussing BGT, but also there's going to be a lot of magicians that are going to be watching this that are thinking, well, hang on, if a 9-year-old can go on BGT and do really well, maybe I can go on BGT. So, I thought we'd do an interview with you. Talk about the whole experience, talk about what you liked about it,
okay.
And maybe get some advice off you,
okay.
For anybody that's watching this that might want to go on BGT in the future.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
So, first of all, let's get the simple ones out of the way. When did you want to go on Britain's Got Talent? Because it's been a huge secret, hasn't it?
Yes.
Go on, when did you want to go on Britain's Got Talent?
Since four. After seeing Izzy Simpson? Yes.
What made you want to go on Britain's Got Talent then at the age of four? You saw Izzy, go on, talk us through it.
Well, I, as most people know, I started magic at the age of two, and when I saw Izzy Simpson on Britain's Got Talent when she was eight, I was wanting, and that was 5 years ago, I wanted to go on at Britain's Got Talent ever since I saw her on.
There you go. And since then, there's been quite a few other kid magicians that have been on Britain's Got Talent. Izzy obviously was the first kid magician. She went on at the age of eight. But that Jasper's been on, and Aidan's been on, and there's been a whole bunch of people going on. So, question for you: when did you? Because originally you were going to go on a lot earlier, weren't you? And then COVID hit.
Yeah.
Talk us through that. What happened first of all?
So we're at seven. We applied. They said we can't actually do it at the moment because of COVID. You might be able to do it next year. And then that was at seven, and then eight, we couldn't do it again.
No, because they didn't do BGT in 2020, did they?
Yeah, no, they didn't.
Didn't do Britain's Got Talent in 2020.
So I had to apply to this one instead of the one a year ago.
And so when were the auditions? And what was the audition process like? Was it scary? Talk us through the whole day. Because when we did the interview with you about Blackpool, you'd already actually done your audition, but you couldn't tell anyone, could you? So I suppose the first question was it really annoying not being able to tell anyone that you did the auditions of BGT?
Yes, it's really annoying.
Go on, tell us why. Tell us why that was hard.
I like telling people about the achievements I've done, and they like to hear it because they like to hear about the magic achievements that there are in life.
Well, you like doing magic as well for people, don't you?
Yeah.
And at Blackpool it was really hard, wasn't it? Because you're having people coming up to you going, that's amazing. And you knew that you'd auditioned a couple of months ago, but you couldn't tell anyone, could you? I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah. During P at school,
mm-hmm.
Miss Edwick said, we're going to do a dance that someone did on Britain's Got Talent. And I was like, I want to turn off.
Because you went on quite late, didn't you?
Yeah.
Your audition was on quite late. So you did the auditions in January. Talk us through that whole process. It was a very full-on day.
Yeah, it's February.
Was it? I thought it was January.
Yeah, it's February.
So tell us about that.
Yeah, it was before Blackpool. Before Blackpool. I forgot the question.
Tell us about the audition day. Tell us, because it was full on. I mean, you were there like all day and all evening.
Yeah, but you couldn't leave.
No, you couldn't leave. There was like stuff going on. You're filming the stuff going on all the time.
Rehearsals, interviews, and then doing the actual thing. Then staying a bit later do another interview. Then chat with some other people. And then we can finally go home at 10 o'clock at night.
It was very late, wasn't it? So, tell me, were you nervous? I mean, obviously, because think about this, right? I mean, you're 9 years old, right? You're 9 years old. You're walking out on stage in front of how many people were there at the London Palladium? 4,000 or 5,000 people. You're walking out on stage in front of 4,000 or 5,000 people to be judged by probably the foremost well-known judges in the world. And you're there to walk out on stage in front of 4,000 or 5,000 people to be judged. Were you nervous?
Yes.
How nervous were you?
Very nervous.
So why did you want to do it? Why? You're backstage.
Because
you're just about to get interviewed by Anton Deck. And they're like, hey, Rylan, what are you going to be doing for us today? Off you go then. You're there. You know, any second now, you're going to have to walk out on that big stage. You're nervous. Why at that point were you like, hang on a minute, I'm going to come to my senses. I'm just going to go home. Come on, talk me through it.
I was very nervous, and for a second I didn't actually want to do it.
Really?
For a second.
Okay.
That was only for the audition part.
Mm-hmm. You weren't like that with the semi-final at all, were you?
No.
Okay. So for a second you didn't want to do it. What made you change your mind? Because the whole time through, me and Mom were saying to you, if you want to do this, that's fine, but it's got to be fun. You don't want to, you know, if at any point you want to not do this, you can just tell us and we'll pull the whole thing immediately. So, what made you change your mind? You're there, you're really nervous. What made you get you thinking, oh my God, do I actually want to do this? What made you change your mind?
Well, as you know, I had my lucky coin with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell everyone about that lucky coin.
I
know we've mentioned it before on the last interview, but it's worth talking about.
Yes. Michael J. Fitch gave me a lucky coin.
Because you saw Michael's show in lockdown, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw Michael's show in lockdown, so he gave me his lucky coin. And at that audition, I was like, it's actually very lucky. It was in at Blackpool, as you know. The first show, I didn't have my lucky coin with me.
Mm.
And then we went to go fetch it, and then the second show was amazing.
And you had your lucky coin?
Yeah. It's actually very lucky.
And you had it in the semi-final?
In rehearsals, everything was going terrible.
Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a minute. We're on the auditions right now. So, talk to me about. Can you give anyone advice about dealing with nerves? Because you've done stage shows before, like quite a lot. Like you and I are doing a stage show next week, aren't we? In front of like 600 or 700 in a week and a half. We're doing a stage show in front of like 600 people. You've been on like New Year's Eve. You and I were doing a stage show in front of like.
Wasn't that nice?
No, that was straight in manner, wasn't it? But there were like 400 people in the audience, like 400 or 500 people in the audience, and you were doing a 45-minute show then, and you were going in illusions and doing all the illusion stuff and everything. So, but this is the biggest gig that you've done by far. This is
yes.
The biggest stage. Thing. So, have you got any advice for dealing with nerves? Because you did it. You went out there and you didn't look nervous, and that's something that I've noticed about you. Even though you turn around to me sometimes and go, oh, I was really nervous, I never notice. And I know you really well. Not many people know you as well as me. And I can't even tell that you're nervous. So what's the technique? Do you just like get drunk beforehand? Okay. So what is it?
I keep calm and practice.
Stop telling me.
I keep calm and practice for my magic. And read a book.
Yeah, I've noticed that. You read a lot of books, don't you? Does that calm you down?
Yeah.
Wait, does it make you think? Does it make you, like, forget about the magic for a bit and think about something? Okay. So you'd say reading a book or doing something that takes your mind off what it is that you're going to do. And making sure you know your magic. Like that audition act, you knew it inside out, upside down, back to front. How many times did you rehearse that audition?
Say about 2 months.
Yeah, like every night. What was it like working with the Young Magic Magicians Club?
It was very good.
Yeah, was it nice having like people on stage with you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, why was it so good working with the YMC? Why was that something that was like really cool? Because you're not even allowed to be in the Young Magicians Club right now. Yes. You're not even 10 years old, and you're there with the members of the YMC. And you got on really well with them. Like, yeah. You were backstage with them, like showing each other card tricks. It was a lot of fun. Why was that so good? Nice and loud.
Because in school, no one else does magic, so no one really understands about what I'm talking about when I try to talk about magic. But being with the YMC. I usually get frustrated when no one knows what I'm talking about. So being with the YMC calmed down a bit.
That's a really important point, and we've never touched on this before. So you're into magic, but like you're really into magic. Like, yeah. You know a lot, don't you? I mean, cards, coins, mem stacks. Like, you do a lot of magic. You know a lot. You know, you probably know more magic than a lot of people because you're learning two tricks every week for the review show and you're constantly working on new material and everything. Is it really frustrating that, because you're too young to be in a magic club? Although you post on Instagram, you're too young to have like your own, it's under supervision. So it's not like you can go on Facebook and have conversations with other magicians on Facebook about magic or on your own or anything like that. You can't go to a magic club. Like, other than me, which is fine, we talk about magic an awful lot. Is it annoying that there's nobody else that you can talk to?
Yeah, because they don't really understand. Even though Mommy knows how most tricks are done, she doesn't know what I'm talking about sometimes, but you do.
I always do, yeah. Is that why you like hanging out with the kid magicians at all the conventions?
Yeah.
Because you're finally able to like sit down with somebody and talk magic.
Have you heard of this trick?
Yeah. You get on really well with Harry Piper, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So...
Is he going to be at the session?
I don't know if he's going to be at the session, but he's going to be at the London Magic Circle convention. So he'll be there.
Even though I'm too young to go into the Young Magicians Club, then I'm on the Magic Circle and I'm on the Gala Show.
You are on the Gala Show at the Magic Circle. How exciting is that?
Yeah. Which is crazy because I'm not even allowed in the Young Magicians Club. Then I'm an adult.
Yeah, you're on the gala show of the Magic Circle, yeah. And you're starting to rehearse for that, aren't you? You're putting something really big together for them. Okay, something different to what you've done on BGT. Okay, cool. So you did the audition. Did you, like, we saw the reactions from the judges. They loved it. Like, you got a standing ovation, didn't you? From the judges and from the audience. Did you know that you were going to go through, or did you not know?
I didn't know if I was going to get through or not, but then when the results came, I just took a step back.
Well, you jumped up and down on your bed, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant the semi-final.
No, I'm talking about you. You know, because obviously you did the auditions.
We knew like about 3 weeks after we did.
It was about 3 or 4 weeks afterwards that we got the phone call saying you were through, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And at that point, you didn't know if you'd got through, did you?
No.
In fact, I seem to remember before we had the phone call, you were convinced that you hadn't got through.
Yeah.
Why?
I forgot now. That was so long ago.
But you did. You kept saying to me, I've not gone through. I don't think I've got through. They would have called me by now.
Yeah. I don't know why I did that.
So... what made you so then we get to the point that you're going to the semi-final, right? So you know that you're going to be in the semi-final. Yeah. Scary stuff.
Yeah, rehearsing for 3 months.
Yeah, it was about 3 months, wasn't it? Something like that. Yeah, probably not 3 months.
February.
It was about 2 months, two and a half months.
February, March, April, May. About 2.5 months.
2.5 months, yeah. And we saw your semi-final. I mean, it was amazing. What made you decide to carry on doing cubes?
Well, just because it didn't go... Just because you didn't do it and you didn't get through doesn't mean you should stop using what you use.
Okay. Okay. And cubes are your thing, aren't you?
Yeah, because cubes got me through to the semi-final. And even though I didn't get through, I came fourth place.
You did come fourth place. It was very close.
Yeah,
very close. You did really well. So let's talk about the semi-final. So how much harder was the semi-final act compared to the audition? Just the act. Forget about actually performing it for now. Just the act and what was going on. Was it a harder act to do?
Yes.
Why?
Because half of it, I'll say, was actually an illusion. You know what I'm talking about. The illusion.
Yeah, we'll talk about the illusion in a bit. But
yes.
You've had experience of doing illusions before because you do help with the illusion show with me, don't you?
Yeah.
Like the show
that we're doing. Not this type of illusion.
No, this was much bigger in scale. Like normally you're getting into split presses and crystal caskets.
Yeah, so I'm just going to put my legs up. And then in this, it's like full on. Well, I can't give it away, but it's mental.
Yeah, it was a difficult illusion. Yeah. But also, you had 25 kids or 20, but a bunch of kids.
Well,
I don't know how many.
In the act, 23 including me.
23 kids.
Including me.
Including you. So 22 kids doing dress code.
No, not 22 kids doing
dress code. 20 kids doing dress code. 20 kids doing dress code. That was difficult, right?
Yes.
I mean, 20 kids doing dress code, and they only learnt it like a week before the act, didn't they?
Not even a week, yeah. About a week, I'd say. Yeah, because we learnt it on Wednesday, and then it was on Tuesday, so about...
Just under a week.
Yeah, just under a week, 6 days. 6 days to do that and rehearse it over and over again. And then come back on Sunday and rehearse it a bit more. And then 2 days after, do it.
On the Tuesday?
Yeah.
You did it on the Tuesday.
So they learned it on the Wednesday and did it on the Tuesday.
And how did, on the Tuesday, you were rehearsing at the actual Apollo at Hammersmith, weren't you?
Yes.
Like you were rehearsing, it was full stage, full dress rehearsals, you were doing the illusion, it was on the theatre stage. Before that, it wasn't. A lot of the rehearsals took place in that living room. But on the Tuesday, it was at the Hammersmith Apollo, the Palms at Hammersmith. How did the rehearsals go, Rye, during the day? Go on, talk it through.
Okay, so the final rehearsal we did just before the act. We had no other time to practice, just before the act.
Literally, this was like a full run-through of the show, wasn't
it? Yeah, full
run-through. So they were doing it, Ant and Dec was on the stage, they were coming, it was
without the judges.
It was like an actual, and they had the ad breaks and everything to make sure that it was all timed correctly, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it was a full rehearsal, and you were doing your thing.
Okay, so the first thing was, you know, I make the correct angle with the cube to match their t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
The angle was the wrong way around.
So the t-shirts didn't match?
Yeah, it just made no sense. That's the first thing. Second thing...
You forgot to do the
solve. I forgot to solve the cube.
So you went from doing that and then you just walked up the steps. And when you got to the steps, you realised...
They
were all just standing there. All the kids were standing on the stage, unsolved t-shirts, and they're looking at you, going up, going, what's he doing? And then you were like, oh, one more thing. And you had to go back down to the judges.
Okay, so that's the second thing. I've got to snap my fingers when using the box.
Yep. No one could understand you, right?
Oh yeah, mumbling.
That's one of your biggest faults. One of his biggest problems, isn't it?
Yeah.
You have to think. It's important to know what your issues are. Yeah. And you have a constant, if you don't think, you do mumble a lot, don't you? Yeah. So you have to seriously think, because I mean, you can't tell when he goes out on stage, but that's because he's psyching himself up beforehand. He's like, right, I cannot mumble.
I'm stepping my first in the same place.
Don't do that.
That's what I do, you know I do.
It's weird, is what it is. Okay. Right, okay.
Get into my body,
and then there were a few problems with the illusion, weren't there?
And then, yeah, the curtain wouldn't drop.
So when he did it in rehearsal, and the curtain's meant to drop and it's disappeared, the curtain just didn't drop, did it? It just half dropped, half didn't drop.
Yeah, like, it was like, you know, the curtain's here, you got the whole curtain, it just went...
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and before that, it didn't drop. It it dropped before it was supposed to. It dropped while I was doing Venom Cube, as you know. And then in the live audience.
On the actual night, when they saw it.
On the actual night, on Tuesday, doing the thing in front of the audience with all the judges. No rehearsals, no anything. This is real. There's 50 seconds left.
It was the VT that was playing, wasn't it?
Yeah, the VT was playing, and there was 50 seconds left of the VT, and Russ accidentally tripped over the thing.
No. Russ Stevens and Russ Brown were trying to fix the box that wasn't.
Yeah, they were trying to fix it
because it just wasn't working.
Yeah, Russ went to go get something.
Yeah.
And tripped on the wire.
Yeah.
And then that made the curtain drop.
Because they were both trying to fix the thing because it wasn't dropping.
Russ went to get something. The wires here. He went. And it tripped it, and the curtain fell, and that was like 30 seconds, and then Russ Brown saw the problem.
Russ went to grab Russ Brown, and then
and then they were like, I see the problem, and they got the stuff, and they put it, and then it wouldn't go back in place.
And then they both think, I didn't realise you realised any of that. Like, I thought you were, like, down in the audience. Were you watching, going, oh my God.
Yeah, I saw Russ trip it over, and by accident, obviously, because he went to get something. And then I saw, I got the problem. Get this scissors and string. He went to go get it, and then he came back, he put it in, and it wouldn't connect. And he's like, it was literally, like, 5 seconds left. And I was like, done it, everyone get off.
But nobody realised at home. Nobody realised in the audience, luckily.
It wasn't a VT.
So we'll talk about how the semi-final went in a second, but as you've brought him up, how awesome is Ross Stevens?
He's amazing.
You're mumbling again.
Amazing.
Huh?
Amazing.
Why is he amazing?
Because I agree.
Man, I did not realise how much Ross Stevens does until I've worked with him over the whole of this BGT experience. Man.
And it's hard. His job is hard at BGT. He's got to control
I don't know how many are, but there's a bunch of them. Magic.
Four, no, not.
Well, he's in charge of all of the magic on the show.
No,
all of them. He's got an input with all of them. You just didn't see him working with a lot of them. He's got an input with everybody.
I know he's got Matrix.
Yeah, no, he's working with all of them.
I didn't know he had the guy who got the golden
ball. Yeah, he's working with all of them. In one capacity or another. But, like, the amount of stress that he must have. Like, you say you're nervous. But he, the example you just gave of, like, trying to set that prop up, like, I was just there going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I crumbled into a puddle of water at that point, just like, I don't know what to do. And he was just like, him and Ross Brown were just like...
Mum was at the back of the theatre just sort of, and she's like, Please not when you're supposed to.
And Russ Stevens and Russ Brown were just like, they just kept it all together.
Yeah.
They knew exactly what they were doing. Like, but outside of that, like, how much advice has Russ given you on performing?
Oh, quite a lot. Loads of stuff.
And how important is that advice? Because there's going to be people watching this, and what they want to do is what I do for you. Because when I help you, it's mainly about learning magic tricks, isn't it? It's not about performing. It's about learning magic tricks. And this is how to palm a coin, and this is how to do this move.
Yeah, I learned how to palm a coin at the age of 3, because I learned how. I learned how to put my thumb on it.
Yeah, at 2.
At 2. And then at 3, I was like...
Yeah.
Didn't have to put my thumb on it, I just did.
Yeah, exactly. But what was the stuff Russ was talking to you about, and how?
It's all about stage stuff.
Well, tell everyone the sort of stuff that Russ went through with you, and tell everyone why it's so important.
Even though this sounds stupid, it took like a month. You know, when in the audition, when I tap them on the shoulders, I spent a month doing that, working on that. A month. You literally can't tell, but that's a month worth of practicing. It's a month of practicing. Oh, God, that is.
And then just walk it out on stage with the semi-final, walking up to the judges and holding the cubes up in the air and knowing where to stand and knowing how to speak. I mean, Russ went through it over and over and over and over again.
Oh yeah, and on the day, no, not on the day. When we actually went to the Apollo, The part where I walk over to the girl with the button completely changed.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. She used to be standing by the wings. Now she's doing dress code. Then she's back there. Now she's back there, and it's just sort of confusing.
But things change. That's the thing with live then, TV magic. And things change all the time.
I go there because it's supposed to go. It used to obviously be because she's over there. Walk all the way across. And that's there. So I stop there. Talk. Go there. It used to be talk.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of changes that you have to adapt with. So the semi-final, I thought you smashed it. I thought you did really, really well. I genuinely thought you were going to go through to the final.
I get fourth place.
Fourth place is good.
I only lost 0.5%, don't
moan. How? I'm not moaning at you, I was just saying. I thought you were going to go through.
I only lost 0.5%.
How did you feel when you found out that you hadn't gone through? Because if you actually watch the little thing of you doing it, when they go, Rylan Petty has been sent home, you go,
What?
Yeah, you do. You should go watch it back. What? Tell me, how did you feel?
I thought I just took a step backwards.
No, you put your head down. How did you feel?
I was quite nervous.
No, afterwards. After you found out you were going off.
You couldn't tell on stage and all the other acts because when I went to the exit and you just saw me puddles of tears. I literally had a massive puddle around me, and you saw all my clothes are dripping wet.
Even though we kind of had that mindset of, hey, if you go through, it's great. If you don't go through, it's not a problem. But I think you'd convinced yourself, because you'd done so well, you'd convinced yourself you were going through.
No, I didn't. I thought I might have a chance.
Yeah. But all of the kids at the YMC were saying, we're definitely through.
No,
they
said we have a chance.
Yeah.
They said we have a good chance.
And you did have a good chance.
Yeah.
You had something amazing planned for the final, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. But not to me.
Using.
Yeah, we won't say. Because maybe we'll use it at some point to do something with it. So, would you change any part of it? You've now done it. You didn't get through to the final. You got through to the semi-final. Looking back, would you change anything about the whole experience?
What?
Would you change anything? If you could go back and change anything. So, you didn't get through to the final. Is there anything that you would change, or would you just carry on doing exactly the same thing that you did? Because I thought you did the best that you could do. I don't think you could have put a better semi-final act together. I don't think there's anything that you could have done.
There's something that I could have done. I was still in the box, but the audience at the same time.
Mm.
And people saw that.
Oh, yeah, but people at home didn't. That's nothing. That's nothing. Don't be silly.
That's the only thing I could really change.
Really? I thought you did an amazing job. So what's next? You wanted to go on BGT because of Izzy Simpson.
Yeah.
Stop fiddling with your watch. What next? What's the plan? What's the plan in the future? You're 9 years old. You're a magician. What's it been like going back to school? First of all,
I hate it.
I
don't want to go back.
Why? Why is it
so annoying?
Why?
Every 2 seconds. I had people coming up to me saying, you did so well, you did so well, you did so well, you did so well. Don't even know who the people are. Don't even know who they are.
Literally, we just went to the shop after picking you up from school, didn't we?
Oh yeah, and someone said, hi Rylan, then I walked in the shop and I said, who the hell is he?
Everyone suddenly knows who you are, right?
Yeah.
And your teachers are having you do a... A full magic show is that's pretty exciting. So what's next? You're 9 years old. You're a semi-finalist on Britain's Got Talent. You're the second youngest person to ever be a finalist on Britain's Got Talent. Didn't make it through to the final.
No, not finalist.
Same semi-finalist. I said.
Izzy
got through to the final. Yeah. Izzy's awesome.
Izzy still got through to the semi-final though, so I'm not the youngest. I'm the
second youngest. Yeah. So what's the plan moving forward? What's the plan? Are you wanting to be a professional magician? Obviously, what sort of... Are you planning on doing anything else? Let's in on some little secrets of you got going on. Because obviously, you've been booked to do the Garland Show at the Magic Circle.
Yes.
You've been booked by James Samuel to do his show in Thetford, the Stars of Magic. You're going to be at the IBM convention on the Future Stars of Magic. You're doing some close-up magic at the House of Secrets.
Oh, yeah.
In Blackpool. Ross Brown's awesome, by the way, isn't he?
Yes.
We mentioned Ross Stevens. How awesome is Ross Brown?
Oh, he's amazing. He's the one that figured out the problem with the box.
He's so clever, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, he's so
clever. Cool. I see the problem, the string's not connected into there. And, yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Russ Brown and Russ Stevens remind me of the Batman and Robin
of
BGT. Like, they're total superheroes. So, what's the plan for moving forward? You've got all these different gigs lined up that you're doing. You got your own residency. You got shows that you're doing with me. You know, what else are you going to be doing? What's the plan? You want to be a professional magician? You want to do anything else on TV? What's the stuff that you've got in mind?
Well, as you know, I've applied for...
Stuff? Yeah.
I want to go on AGT.
You do?
Yeah.
You want to go on AGT?
Yeah, I'm going to go on AGT.
That's news to me. You're making this announcement live to everybody. You want to go on AGT?
Yeah,
why? Haven't you had enough of the whole Got Talent experience?
Do you know what? Yeah, it's quite dreadful, but guess.
What?
Mommy's, you know Mommy monitors my Instagram accounts?
Mommy monitors your Instagram account, yes.
Yeah.
Which is blown up, by the way.
Yes. Do you know what she said?
What?
She said ADT is actually asking me to apply.
Really?
Yeah, it's very hot.
Well, maybe they've messaged you a bunch of... I don't know.
Mommy said, not yet.
But you're wanting to apply to AGT.
Yes, this year.
Haven't you had? Because I mean, you said you enjoyed the whole experience, but it was stressful, and it was
very stressful.
Stressful and lots of rehearsals.
Yes.
Because you actually will sit there practicing magic for hours and practicing new tricks for hours, but when you have to learn a script, you hate doing it.
And doing it over and over again. It's just so hard.
You hate doing the same thing over and over again, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to AGT, which is, I'm your dad, and that's news to me. So, okay, you're going to apply to AGT. Anything else you got in mind? What? No, I don't think you can mention that.
Okay.
That's something that is happening.
Nice.
Yeah, I think it is.
I've applied.
Yeah, you can't say it. I've had an email.
Have you? Have you actually?
Yes, I actually have.
Wait, really?
We can't talk about this in the
interview. Have you?
Yes.
Cool.
I know, we can't talk about this. Because...
Have you actually?
Yes, I actually have, but we can't talk about it. So it's not something we can talk about.
Okay.
Remember when we were like with BGT for months where we couldn't talk about anything?
Why?
That's what we have to be like with that. I know.
Hey,
so, what advice would you give somebody who's watching this, who wants to go on Britain's Got Talent? What advice would you give them in terms of should they apply? What advice should you give them in terms of dealing with nerves? What advice would you give them in terms of the type of tricks that they should do on there? No, come on. Come on. People want to know your advice. What you got?
I'll say do the stuff that makes you concentrate to deal with your nerves. Like, I like reading books.
Okay.
As you know. I read Diary of a Wimpy Kid books. Oh, let's skip that. Let's go straight to Dogman. I read three dog, as you know, on the train. I was very busy with the rehearsals. We had like 5 hours with rehearsals, but still, in that short period, take away 5 hours, I read three Dogman books.
Yes, you did.
Three.
Which is three. Very impressive.
Yeah. So. And a cat kid, so that makes kind of makes four because there's.
Yes.
Almost doing tax amendments.
Okay. Yeah. So, okay. So, do something to deal with your nerves. What about in terms of the actual tricks that they do? Any advice on that?
Well, you're the good advisor for that.
Well, me and Ross.
You and Ross. And Ross Brown.
Yeah.
Not me. See? I'm not very good at that. I'm not very good at that.
But what you did do is you did the tricks that you're good at.
Yeah.
You didn't try and do something new.
Cube and bottle, I'm good at that. You know that cue ball?
Yeah.
As you know, that was specially designed.
By Guy Barrett.
Yeah, my guy. And it was a frame.
Yeah.
You just get a frame. That's all you get.
Yeah.
And Guy took some plastic, painted it black, and put like corners on with screws.
Oh, it looks amazing.
Oh yeah, and he put a stand on.
Yes.
So it's a stand now.
Yeah.
It can be a stand.
It looks really good.
If you ask a guy about it kindly, he might make you stand.
Well, we're going to be doing that in our show next week.
Yes.
Yeah. Are we? Yes, we are. Well, I say we. It's not we. Guess who it is?
Me. Yeah. Secondary. Please. No.
We're doing it.
No.
Yes. No. And you're doing Cupid Bottle. And Venom Cube.
No.
Mm-hmm. Doing all of it. It's sort of like your thing. You're stuck with it forever.
At least there's one thing.
We're not going to drag that massive illusion off. No, we're definitely not doing that. Okay, so any other advice? So doing something to deal with your nerves. What about people that are just nervous that they're not going to do very well in front of the judges? Any advice on how to make sure that the judges like you? You don't know?
Be good.
Be good.
Do good.
Do good. That's the best advice I've ever heard.
Rehearse.
Rehearse.
As was said, we had bad rehearsals, left, right and centre, coming at us straight away. Every time we did a rehearsal, it was kind of bad. And then, as people say, bad rehearsal means good show.
Yes, he did say that, didn't he? He said, yeah. Bad rehearsal, good show.
Yeah, bad rehearsal, an amazing show.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Bad rehearsal, good show.
Back to the thing where I said I should have came out later through the doors. I actually had someone going, looking at the box is there, on there.
Huh?
Wait, what? Wait, what? And then the light went off and the curtain dropped. They're like, what the hell? What the hell? Then you're like, what? I was just standing in the audience looking at them. I'm like, imagine. My duplicates and teleports.
That's funny. So, who have you got to thank? This is your opportunity to thank a few people. You can start with Russ Stevens and Russ Brown.
You and Russ and Guy.
How about the YMC?
Yeah. Big thank you to the YMC. You?
Me? I didn't really much.
You did.
Mommy? Who made all the dress codes? Who taught all the kids to do dress code?
Andrew and Russ.
Mainly Sarah.
Actually, it wasn't you.
No.
Sort of you.
Maybe not. I was focusing on you. She was focusing on YMC.
Yeah, sounds like you said that you got a bit dangling down there. Oh, can you make sure the collars are straight?
Yeah. Okay. Anyone else you want to thank? How about all the people at BGT and the judges and everybody? Yeah. What was it like working with the production team outside of Russ? What was it like dealing with all of the production team at BGT?
That was quite stressful too.
Was it?
Yeah. Because I had them telling me, like, do this, and I was like, no, don't do that. And they're like, no, when you speak to Simon, go to him. And he's like, no, stay where you are, it's going to be confusing. And that is actually why I forgot to solve the cube. Because I was getting confused.
Yeah. Which is why Russ said, just do what you've been told to do. Yeah.
And the producer said, when the smoke goes off behind you, when you've teleported, that's your signal to go. And Russ is like, no, it's not your signal to go. You wait 8 seconds and wave.
Yeah. But the team themselves were really good. Like Frosty, you really got on well with.
Oh, yeah. Frosty's amazing.
And all of the hair and makeup people. You had makeup on. You had makeup on. While you were doing your semi-final, you had makeup on.
It's not my fault I had chicken pox.
Well, that's the other thing. Tell that story just before we go. Ryland caught chicken pox just before the semi-final.
2 weeks before, no, not 2 weeks actually.
Yeah,
it wasn't even 2 weeks, it was a week and 5 days.
Yeah.
It was a week and 5 days just before the
semi-final.
What were we
doing? Luckily, they all crossed it over literally the day before we had to go to London.
Yeah, they all the scabs started coming off the day before.
But he was worried that you weren't going to be able to do it at one point, right?
Yeah, I thought I wasn't going to be able to do it.
You were actually in tears, weren't you? You were like,
I'm not going to be able to do it.
But you did. Don't be upset. So, are you too big for the review show now? Are you still going to be doing the review show?
Oh, I've got a seat.
You've got a seat. Oh, now I've got you a seat. You're going to carry on doing the review show.
It's a black little box and 4 cushions.
Well, it's a seat.
It's a seat.
You've got a seat.
It's a star.
Oh, what a star. What are you wanting to put on your rider? Like a little bowl of Bream M&Ms or something?
Wait, what?
I don't know.
was.
Oh dear me. Okay, so you're going to carry on doing the review show with me. Hey, why is it? I need to ask you a question before we leave. Why is it that every single time you go to a magic convention, you watch a couple of lectures, but the first thing that you'll do is you'll go and help Alakazam deal with Deb, all of their stuff. Why is it that you make a beeline to Alakazam?
I love Alakazam.
You love Alakazam?
Amazing Alakazam.
Yeah, what did you do? Right, okay, so here's the thing. I said to him that it's the day before the finals. The semi-finals are on the Tuesday. It's the Monday. And I said to him, this is how much Rylan loves magic. I said to him, semi-finals are on the tomorrow. We're going to have a day off from rehearsing. You're over rehearsed. We're done. We're gonna not rehearse anymore.
The day before.
We're going to have a day off. We can do anything. We can go to the cinema. We can go to a show. We can go to Covent Garden. We just spend the day. We're in London. We'll spend the day in London together, just you and me. What did you decide to do?
Go to Alakazam.
This is how much you love magic. You just went to Alakazam, filmed a load of stuff for Alakazam.
And came straight back.
Went to a Lego shop. Quickly.
Yeah. We bought a big set. Big, fat, massive set.
Dinosaur Lego. Gotta be done. And a little one. Yeah. But you went to Alakazam. That's just crazy. 45.
How is it crazy? I love them.
There you go. That's how much you love magic. So, finally, congratulations on PGT. Thank you very much for joining me on Talk Magic. I really appreciate it. If you haven't already done so, go check out Rylan's socials. He is Rylan the Kid Magician on Instagram. You're on almost 6,000 followers on Instagram. His YouTube channel's blowing up. He's on almost 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. And you've just set up a link tree, haven't you, on your Instagram account? And things are going really well for you. So, go follow him on Instagram. You post daily videos, don't you, pretty much? Every single day, mainly. Yeah. So go check him out on all the different socials. And he'll be back this Wednesday.
Yeah, on the review show.
On the review show. So, guys, thank you.
What do I have to do? I've never seen the Talk Magic.
This is Talk Magic.
What do I have to do?
To wrap it up. Well, normally, I just say, thanks very much for joining me. I'll be back again. You don't have to really do much. You can do if you want to. Would you like to wrap it up?
No.
Shall I wrap it up?
I don't know what to do.
So I'll be back with a normal Talk Magic next week.
How is this not normal?
Because I'm here with you in person. It's normally over Zoom. So it's a bit of a weird one. It's a special one-off Talk Magic.
It's usually in the office.
Yeah, exactly. So we're here in the studio. Although we're changing the studio around. I'll talk to you about that later. Completely changing it.
What?
We're changing the whole studio. We're changing the whole setup.
What we can
painting
have?
Walls. There'll be no heater. We're upgrading the mics. We're upgrading the cameras. We're upgrading. We're going to have. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be.
Where are we going to have this? Exactly. Are we going to have this?
We'll see.
Please tell me.
No, you'll find out when the cameras go off. So thanks very much for joining us here on this Talk Magic. We'll be back again soon. Well, I'll be back here on Wednesday with a review show with myself and him. And like I said, make sure you follow him on all of his social media. I'll be back with a normal review, a normal Talk Magic next week. Thanks very much
for
watching. We'll see you again. I'm Craig. We'll see you again. Take care.
Is that what you say with everyone else?
No, but I just thought you were ill, so we'd do the I'm Craig, I'm
okay,
Ryan.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Is that all right with you?
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Whoa. You may have been on BGT, but I'm the one that does this, not you. I'll be back again with Ryland next week. I'm Craig.
I'm Ryland. Bye-bye.
You need to be more excited about it. I'll be back next week with another Talk Magic. I'm Craig.
I'm Ryland. See you again soon. Bye bye.
That's my bit.
It's my bit now.
Fine. See you again soon. Bye everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Talk Magic Podcast.
Magic.
Be sure to like and subscribe to the Magic TV YouTube channel.
Magic TV.
Which includes 14 unique videos every week. Whatever type of magic you're interested in, we've got you covered. Just search YouTube for Craig Petty's Magic TV, or click on the link in the description from this podcast below. Be sure to join us next Friday at 5 p.m. right here for another Talk Magic Podcast.